You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
How do you describe it, Ray? How do you describe it going out as a champion?
It's simple. When God is for you, who can be against you?
Should scouting be open to gays?
Yes.
Why so?
Well, because I think that, you know, my attitude is that gays and lesbians should have access and opportunity the same way everybody else does in every institution and walk of life.
When God sees you, he doesn't see you as that woman who had the abortion or that man who paid for the abortion. He sees you exactly as he sees the Lord Jesus. This is my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased.
Wisconsin turkey producers love Issues Etc.
They call themselves Stop Patriarchy, which is an intriguing title for a group. They protest human trafficking and the violence of pornography. Hey, that sounds like they got some good ideas. Is it true? When you hear from a group that's called Stop Patriarchy, you might be a little suspicious, but, well, if they're against human trafficking and pornography, they can't be all bad. Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, February the 6th. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio. Jennifer Roback-Morris is going to join us for the first few minutes of the program. We're going to talk about this group called Stop Patriarchy. A little bit later, there's a Christian pastor who says that the Christian God, the God of Scripture, is but one God among many. Now, that sounds to me like polytheism. He says it isn't. Chris Roseborough of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith will be our guest, and we'll talk about the teachings of this megachurch pastor in Portland called creational monotheism. He says that's the theological term for what he's teaching there. We'll find out what he's teaching and why you should be concerned a little bit later in this hour of Issues, etc. Now, you can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You read some of what Stop Patriarchy has to say, and it sounds like they're singing the right tune. They're against rape, and they're against pornography, and they're against human trafficking, and all of that stuff. You say that their problem isn't with violence. Their problem is with the human body. What do you mean by that?
Well, this is a left-wing group that I stumbled on in Berkeley when I was up there for the Walk for Life in San Francisco. And then they showed up at the Walk for Life in San Francisco as the biggest group protesting, right? So there were about maybe 50 or 100 of them out there with their little sign saying Stop Patriarchy, abortion on demand and without apology. You know, that was their message to the 50,000 of us marching for life out there. But if you read their website and you think, wow, this sounds good. What's wrong with that? What could be wrong with that? And then you realize that they believe that there really is a war on women. And so that the $10 copay for contraception amounts to being the equivalent of rape and pornography and human trafficking. And you go, wait a second, what is going on? And then as you look a little deeper, you realize that they are resentful of the fact that women give birth to babies, that the only way women can be equal to men is if women don't have to give birth to babies. And then you start scratching your head and thinking, well, how's the human race supposed to go on? And, of course, they don't seem to answer that question. But what it really comes down to is that they resent the fact that men and women are different in this all-important area of having babies. And so that if women cannot sterilize themselves at will, that there's some cosmic injustice going on. So that says to me that they do not like gender differentiation or sex differentiation. And I say, Todd, we are men and women. We are differentiated by sex. And if you're against sexual differentiation, you're against the human body. If you're against the human body, you're against the human race. You know, there's just no getting around it. So that's what I meant when I said that in that article that that I had on public discourse and that is now up on the Ruth Institute website.
You also mention in your treatment of this a document from 1968, I believe, from Pope Paul VI. And a lot of people have been writing about this lately because a lot of the predictions or a lot of the anticipation that then Pope Paul VI was writing about way back at the beginning of the sexual revolution have all come true. I mean, he talked about the very things that you have just expressed, this kind of general degradation of both the distinction between the genders and the human body on account of this mindset of the sexual revolution.
Well, you know, the thing that's mind-boggling about it is that this group, Stop Patriarchy, they say they're against pornography. But on the other hand, they're in favor of abortion on demand and contraception on demand at zero cost. And so you ask yourself, well, what's the biggest thing that makes pornography possible? Well, you know, Todd, I think it's safe to say that a pregnant woman would spoil the plot line of any porno movie that you could imagine, you know? So without contraception, without abortion, the whole fantasy life that pornography creates, it wouldn't even be imaginable, you know? And so abortion and contraception have fed into the pornified culture, the pornography culture. And groups like Stop Patriarchy seem to be completely oblivious to that. And Pope Paul VI saw it clearly in 1968, that the removal of the connection between sex and procreation, that was such a seductive idea that people would be drawn into it. And the end of being drawn into it would be that that women would be treated as objects and would be degraded, and that the only thing that women become is sexual objects, and that women become sexually objectified, and that's why it's objectionable. That's what's bad about it, right? And so, in that sense, Stop Patriarchy doesn't want women to be objectified, but they don't seem to see that the things they're promoting actually are the cause of it. And their attack on patriarchy, you know, it has this kind of irrational quality to it because, you know, they talk about women being the reason women have to have access to contraception is because women are not breeders, women are not incubators. A fetus is not a baby. A woman is not an incubator. And, you know, you read that and you think, that is a statement of degradation against women. That is a demeaning depiction of motherhood. I don't know anybody in the Catholic Church or the Lutheran Church or any other Orthodox version of Christianity, nobody views mothers as incubators, you know, or views motherhood as something that degrades women or something that women have to reject and escape from or they're slaves otherwise. We have the utmost respect for women, whatever their life vocation may be, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a mother, just like there's nothing wrong with being a nun or something. I think the pivot of the whole thing, I think the hinge on which the whole thing turns is their resentment of the connection between sex and procreation and their resentment of the fact that this impacts men and women differently. Their elaborate desire and fantasy life built around equality simply cannot come true as long as women have babies and men don't, you know. And so they're hell bent, you might say, on wiping out all of those differences, which means they're at war with nature, and that's what makes that type of thinking so very dangerous. And I think people need to take it seriously, not be sucked in to the part that seems like it's a good idea, like being against pornography.
Now, they're not alone. We've talked many times about groups that may not adopt the offensive rhetoric of groups like Stop Pornography, but they are thinking exactly the same things. Can you adopt those ideas that motherhood somehow degrades women or enslaves women or makes women less than? Can you adopt those ideas, if not the rhetoric, and still hold motherhood in high esteem? A lot of people want to have their cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, I don't quite see how that works, actually, to tell you the truth, you know. And I think part of the, I think the thought that would be the most helpful for us is to see that life itself, every person's life, is a gift. It's a gift from God. This is what Christianity has to offer the culture that is so powerful and it can't be replaced by anything or anybody else. And that is that life is a gift from God, period, full stop. And what the world wants to say, let's just call it in the world, because there are people on the right and on the left who think like this. The world wants to see every baby as a choice, right, as the object or the result of human will, not a gift from God, but the result of human will. And so that means that if you want the baby, they're an object or a commodity. They're something for you to obtain that you are entitled to. And we know there are a lot of people who think this way. And if you don't want a baby, they're a problem to be solved and gotten rid of. And, of course, that's the whole so-called pro-choice movement, the whole abortion on demand and without apology movement. But it seems to me that if every person comes into existence at the sufferance of somebody else, then that means you come into existence as an object inferior to your maker, inferior to your creator. And your creator is your mom and dad and maybe the technology guy in the IVF clinic. And you are inferior to your maker. And I don't see how you can sustain a culture of equality and freedom around a premise like that. The most solid grounding for human liberty and human equality is to see all of us, each and every one of us, as a gift from God. And if it's an inconvenient gift, too bad. Suck it up. It's still good, still from God, and we have to trust that God will help us to make something truly good and beautiful out of each and every human life. But that seems to me to be the only position that's consistent, really, with human dignity.
Jennifer, before we let you go with only about 30 seconds here, tell us about this year's It Takes a Family to Raise a Village conference.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope your young adult listeners from age 18 to 30 will apply. Go to ruthinstitute.org, and we've got a big banner up there saying ITAP 2013. Apply here. We'll be having some of our favorite old standbys are going to be coming back to join us. We'll have Robert Gagnon coming back, and we'll have Bill Duncan, who's our law person who comes every year, Dr. Frieda Busch, who's our MD who comes, and we'll be looking at every aspect of the marriage issue from all different kinds of disciplinary and theological perspectives so that young adults can defend marriage and feel confident in their views about marriage. So we would really welcome Issues Etc. listeners to go and apply. And if you're older than 30, by all means, come check out our website, share it with your young friends, and maybe send a contribution to help us defray the cost of putting on this event, which is totally free to the young people.
Folks, you can find out more about It Takes a Family to Raise a Village, May 30th through June the 2nd in San Diego at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she has authored the book Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, thank you.
You're welcome.
When we come back, Chris Rosebro joins us. We're going to be talking about a pastor who says that the Christian God is but one among many. Stay tuned.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Athanasius, Bishop of Alexandria in the 4th century, was known for boldly confessing Jesus Christ as both true God and true man. This is what we do at St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., continuing this historic confession of our Savior, who died for us and now comes to us in word and sacrament. If you live in the D.C. area or just visiting, come join us. For more information, find us on the web, St. Athanasius Lutheran Church.